Okay, so we're holding here, I believe, Perek Gimel. So Perek Gimel and Dalet are they're about words again. You know, they're sort of dealing with different names, with different nouns, and so on. And from Dalet, he segues again into a topic. Perek Gimel. People think that the word tmuna and tavnis is the same thing. It's not true. The tavnis comes from the word binyan, bono. It's something that refers to a physical shape or property. Like it says, Tavnis HaMishkan, Tavnis Kol Kelov, Tavnis HaMashtav Mora Bahar, Tavnis Kol Tzipor, Tavnis Yad, Kol Zetor. V'lazer lo hiper l'shoyin ha'ivrim elo ha'milos b'teorim nitim b'loikai b'shum ponim. You never use the word Tavnis to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any way. The word Tavnis is physical structure. Omnom Tzimuna. But the word tmuna is different. Hushem neifel al shloisha in yonim besipuk. It is one of three things. Vizer. Shiyom al tsuris adam asex bechushim chutzaseichel. Ritzon alemet ta'aro. So it can be used to the physical description of something. It may be used for that. Like it says, as this is pesel tmunas koil. Kiloi reason called tmuna. V'ya'oma alatsura ha'dimyoinis ha'nimtzis ba'dimim ra'ish achal merachushim. So let's say I saw a bird, and now I have a picture of it in my mind. So that picture is not a physical reality, but it is of a physical reality, and therefore it could be that. V'oma b'se'ifim mechazyoinis layla, he said, you know, sometimes in your mind at night, so this picture is not a physical reality, but it is a residue of something physical. The word tmuna would be like we use it in colloquially. I say, I think I have a picture of the situation. So I'm talking about a certain conceptual view of something. It's not something which is a physical picture, but it means the equivalent of what a picture is to the eye. It's conceptually to the mind. And on that word, tmuna, hashayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says Tmunas Hashem Yabit, it means he totally understood the concept of a likus. Okay, that's Gimel. Dalet. Da Kira Hibit Vechaza Shloisha Milos Eilu Noflos Al Oisa Ayin Vehushal Shloishtam Nasagas Asechel. These three terms are used both for physical vision, and then it also has been borrowed for perception. Omnom, ze bero mefursim es hamoin. In ro, we see it many times. It says vayavi ne ber basode. That's for ois ha'ayin. V'li bi ro har bechachma vadas zasaga sichlis. And using that sense of the word, olafizay sashalo. Who call Lashon Riyah Shababa like Esbar? That this applies to any time you use the word Riyah Kadosh Baruch Hu. You mean a grasp. Omrei Reisis Hashem, Vayalav Hashem. All these cases are in Skvedecha, because that's Saga Sichlis. Loi Reis Ayin Mamish Veshum Ponim, Kilo Yasigu Hainayim Rak Guf. Ubitzad, Ubitzas Mikrov Gamkein. In other words, an eye can only see one segment of some existence. So when I see a person, I can see the hands, the feet, the face. I don't have the whole person arise. Hibit is also, there's a bote bayin ledova, like atabit achrecha, atabit ishtem achayrev, v'nibat laretz. And it also implies to understand a concept like Elohi b'davim b'Yaakov. He didn't see any averis in Yaakov. Averis is not nearby. He bitu achem Moshe. Amru Chazal sheboy oidza inyan v'shua goda al hayoysem medakin al poysem amar v'stakimet. When it says vi bitu achem Moshe means they looked into what Moshe was doing. In other words, it's not seeing as much as thinking into what he's doing and so on. Umozeinyan amahabit na shemaima, because this was b'mar nevuah. So here is again, he's defined these three terms as all three of them relating to either a physical vision or a understanding, conceptual understanding. He is now, as a segue, he's going to speak Perek Hey, which is going to use that term and explain or something off it. Like the Rambam said, he will not go Kisidron, and he will explain different things in different places. Again, this is a place where he does that. Perek Hey. Kasha Hechel Reisha Philosophim Lach Kavlasis Moivsim Yonim Amukim Oid. When Aristotle started delving into deep inyanim and proving certain things and establishing certain ideas and theorems and so on, Omar Misnatzel, he said apologetically something, Zein Yonai. He's paraphrasing him. She'en royu lama'ayin bisfarov, she'yachseu b'mashayachkolov. A person should not accuse Aristotle in the fact that he's trying to explore things that are really, really up there. La'azus, that it either is about chutzpah, or he yoyse mishtabeach mispoeh v'hoiris, l'davei shedil loiboy. Or he is bluffing and speaking about things that he doesn't, has no idea what he's talking about. In other words, you're talking about big inyanim. Is it like, do I ascribe this to chutzpah? Do I ascribe this to vanity? And you're fooling yourself to think you understand everything. Rather, what you should ascribe to me is a desire to search as far as possible and understand things. In other words, it is appropriate that even in those places that are really, really har gavoya, and the total picture is beyond man, to make as much progress as you can. So he said, my attempt to grapple with things that are really beyond, Aristotle says, is not a sign of a bluff. It's not a sign of chutzpah. It's a sign that a person does as much as he can. V'cheinem anachnu. I also will say the following. A person should not immediately run to these type of understandings without first. So the Rambam goes through a few prerequisites that are necessary for it. First of all, he should be margul himself with chachmas and deis. In order to understand things, you need to have a stockpile of axioms and paradigms so that you can compare it and sort of understand things. V'yizakek midos of zikuk rav, you need to purify your midas. V'yomis tavoyse v'chakoyse demyonis, and you should deaden your taivis and chukos of the fantasy. V'kasha yovin akdomis amitis v'edoyim, when you'll know the prerequisite axioms, v'yeda daka hegzas mefis, and then you'll understand how to apply those axioms and appropriate ways of having analogies, v'yeda ofne ashmir matasechel, and you know to guard from fallacies, az yakdim chakir b'zeinim. then you should move forward to search to think about these things. He shouldn't think that immediately he'll understand. And he should also not sort of just stand up and start thinking about Elokus. He should be shy, embarrassed, humble. Okay, I want to go through a major point to this. The Rambam is telling us that in order to understand big inyanim, the sort of metaphysics of God, the theology of God, so a bunch of these things over here are very, very logical things. You need to be used to thinking logically. You need to know a lot of axioms. You need to have a lot of paradigms. You need to know how to draw analogies. Those are all things that I think we're all very comfortable with. It makes a lot of sense. What's this part about Midas and Taivas and Chugas of the Mjoinis? What is that all about? So let's take an example. For instance, the more Kabbalah-oriented people, the more frum people, their attitude is that understanding anything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is up in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Seyed Hashem Lireyav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not part with his knowledge to people that he doesn't particularly care for, and therefore it's vital that a person be a tzaddik and a Baal Midas and so on. So the frum piece is necessary because there's no way human being can attain that knowledge. It's only a siyata shmai, it's only kashmir given to you, and therefore you need it. So that would make a lot of sense that you have to have all of these milos tevis and midas tevis. And you know, in the hakdamah to learning Kabbalah, there's a lot about kedusha and so on and so forth. It's not the Rambam's mahalach. The Rambam doesn't seem to go to mahalach. So what is the Rambam talking about? So, and it's a piece of the puzzle. The Rambam is so much into understanding our Ribbono Shel Olam and his drachim as being the beetle of Torah. So, are the mitzvahs and in the bigger picture, the type of person created out of the mitzvahs, what is that all about? And yet the Rambam is very strong about it, like he says here, and he says other places, a person who's a Baal Taiva or Midas Ros is not Shaykh to this. So let's understand what we're talking about. And I think that's why we don't get it. It is, if I tell somebody that to be academically accomplished, you need to be a Baal Midas, and you know, without Taivas, people will just look at you blank. Makes no sense whatsoever. And if anything, most academics find it as an asset to have Taivas and Midas Ros. Seems to be a lot more on many more resumes than Midas Taivas and a lack of Taivas. So it doesn't make sense. I mean, can I be a great mathematician and still be a very mean person and nasty person? Of course. Can I be a brilliant scientist, be a bit about type? Of course. It's not a shtetl. So what is the shtetl? So let's understand, when we're talking about Elokus, we're not talking about a mathematical formula. We're talking not even about a dry idea in the sense that I can analyze this thought press, that thought presses. I'm talking about getting something, hearing something in a way that I really, it resonates with me. There's an understanding, for instance, imagine a totally fryer person is sent to write about yeshiva life. So a lot of times you read the work And you say this guy did an amazing amount of research. This person makes some good points, but he doesn't get it. He just doesn't get it. I told somebody once, he wrote in Israel, he's an Englishman, he used to be the editor of Jerusalem Post, he wrote a book about the Haredim way back when. And I told him, it was about Rav Shach, about how Rav Shach runs the whole Haredi world. That I told him, you did not do anybody a favor with that book. I said, it's not that it's not true, or it's true. That's not down deep. What makes a Haredi person Haredi is not the machinations of the party. It's the sense that he had when he sat and learned the Gemara. If a person on the outside doesn't get the neshama of a Haredi person, he doesn't get it. And all the stories about the Derry tell Lawrence to have Rav Shach go and put a parish into this position, that position, it really is not getting to the heart of understanding it. And you're giving nobody an understanding of that word. The understanding of a likus is not something you say in words. You need to dehear it. You need to feel it. And if a person doesn't, then he doesn't have it. So if my midas, so imagine a very coarse physical person, a coarse physical guy walks into a base medrash. They tell him, you know, this is what the Jews think is the greatest thing. And he walks into a medrash and sees people sitting hours and hours over books studying. He scratches his head and he mutters to himself, you know, I thought Jews were smart people. Why are they sitting and over books, over old books all day long? What's with them? And they think it's the best thing yet. Take somebody who's a Baal Nefesh, he's a Chacham, he's got these things. He walks into Beis Medrash. He may not understand what it is, but he can understand what the sugi is. He can understand what it's talking about. The Rambam's, the tfisa we're talking about is not a raw sichus tfisa. It's the entire person deharing something. Deharing a likus is with my entire person. And if my personality is gross, coarse, it's not going to dehear it. And that's why the Rambam, in when we saw from Perik Beis, when he told the fellow, you know, sitting and drinking, you know, and eating and making out with women, that's not the way to ask that question. He says, and a person needs to have a certain humility when he approaches it. It wasn't because the eyes saw something, and it's a very bright light. It says that it was zeicha b'schus that usmos Hashem yabit. So if a person does not have the natural tremor, the natural hesitation to approach Elikus, then he doesn't get what Elikus is, and he'll never get. If it's something he can take in stride, he's not getting it. So had Moshe Rabbeinu not displayed the tremendous apprehension of looking into it, then he would not have the heritage. Omnam, he says, Atzil Bnei Yisrael, the opposite of this Atzil Bnei Yisrael. Heim harsu v'shilchum achshavoysam v'sigu, avasaga bilti shleimo. They understood something, but the hasaga wasn't shalem. V'leze oma leim v'yiras alkei Yisrael v'tachas raglov and so on. Le oma v'yiras alkei Yisrael levad. Ki klal amayma eina rak l'dagdik aleim riyosam. Loi l'ta echro. So the Rambam has a diuk here in this Chazal. It says Vayiras al Kayisov Vitachas Raglov and so on. Why does it say Vitachas Raglov? I mean, the pasuk is saying, Vayochu Vayishtu Vayechsu Vayiras al Kayisov. So they did something wrong up to the Achil and Shtir. They saw him. The description of what they saw. Why is that relevant over here? Well, Amav Ayuras Alkei Yisrael Levad, Ki Klal Amayim Einarak LeDagdik Alem Riyosam Lo Yotech Ro. Remember, the Rambam says the point of this Mayim is not to tell me what they saw, but that they looked. So he says, Ve'omnam Digdikalem teichen hasegosam, ashe kolo min agashos ashe kolo, chiev ze horsem kwev shemusa. The pasuk is telling they saw it, and because of their state of mind and state of person, they saw something that included false elements with the true elements. And he explains in a later period what tachas raglav means. So the pasuk is saying they saw a little yes and a little wrong. V'ischayvu kloya, v'yetelem al hashon v'herech aloy kalahem at shenisifu b'tav eira, v'nisad no revi b'al moyed l'fi mashabos v'akabol amitis. So the Rambam says, v'im hoya zed bedinam, koskim v'neina anachnu, if this is what they deserve, certainly us, she'ichav v'is'asik v'ashlamas atzoz v'anus akdomis ha'metaris l'asoga mitimosa, she'atoyis. A person needs to work on himself to keep purifying his thought on, so that he won't fall into error. Vaz yovei lehabit el amachna kodesh eloiki kashe omer v'gamakar negosh Hashem iskadosh v'yisash v'mashem. V'kvatsi v'shtoyim l'shon b'shmir ha-rabba k'shishtad lodom la'gil zes ha-madrega v'omer mimashu l'mazir shmoy ragu k'ashe lecha b'es eloiki. Now, the Rambam explains what exactly is the problem. If the problem was, if the problem was just kind of a, they didn't get all the metaphysics right. So what? So the Rambam says, "Ve'oshev lahashem ashechnas levaray, ve'oyma shatzilav neYisrael imam mechshelim sheilam asigosam nisbalbulu gankim bavuru poloseihem ve'notu le'inyonim." Hagufim, they establish Hasaga. Because their approach was coarse, their approach was very physical. It didn't have the requisite purification. So what they saw in HaKadosh Baruch Hu also was coarse. A person who's Megushim understands everything around him as being Megushim. The Rav Chaim Shlomowitz used to have a shmuz on, it says by Yeshu, that, or whoever it is, Oysa Ish, it's one of those Gemara Oysa Ish, that he was with Yosef and Prachia in an inn, and he said, how nice is this woman who's, you know, taking care of us, serving the drinks, and Oysa Ish said, well, her eyes are not so pretty. So he said, Reika, do you think that's what I'm talking about? And he sent him off backing. So Reb Chaim asked, I understand that Yeshu was busy with looking at the woman. But why did he tell it to the Rebbe? So Reb Chaim said, he coined a phrase, the Menuvel thinks that the Rebbe is also Menuvel. In other words, if what interests me is her eyes or her feet or whatever it is, then maybe it interests him also. When a person is megushim, the tefisa that he has is also megushim dik. I'll explain that later on. Kavona kula shekivanuhi shekol ria o chazia o yabota shebo beze ini asoge sichlis. So he says that I'm coming back. In other words, I digressed onto this point over here about it. Then he says, "V'im lo yirtzech no akatsim lahagil zes amadrega sheshtadlim ala loisa." V'yosim ela milos kula mashbob ze iyan moros ala sagas chushes la oyim bruim imos osam ein hezik vazeh. So Rambam says, I have another mahalach that can work as pshat over here, even though for people who don't like my nekuda as it being maybe too abstract, as follows. The concept, the word Shechina, what does it mean? So Reb Sadia Gaon and the Kuzari, they say, they coin a term called Kavod Nivra. Kavod Nivra means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a physical being, a bright light, which signals wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rotzen is, kaviyachol. In other words, just like if I'm trying to look at a bacteria, I no way of looking at it, I stain it, so now I can look at it because the stain marks the bacteria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lechol atz kvoidoi, so the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this marker to be close to him, I don't have any way of knowing that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts down a light, a bright light, so to speak, and this light is marks where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. It's called Kavod Nivra. Kavod is not a Shem, but it's a marker of some sort. Nivra, it's a creation. It's a Lashon that Rav Sadigon uses. It's a Lashon Kuzari uses. So the Rambam says, I interpret the word Chaza. Wherever it says the word Re'iya on Elikus, it means a Re'iya Sichlis, an understanding, a Tfis, and so on. If you wish to say it's Kavod Nivra, then okay, I'm fine with that as well. Also, it can also be that way. But Tachlis, the Rambam's Pshat is the other Pshat. There's a Ramban in last week's Sedran, Vayigash, who talks about the Kavod Nivra, and he says he doesn't like the concept of Kavod Nivra. Not clear what he does say, but Kavod Nivra, he's very, very, he doesn't like. And he says, they try to teach it in the Targum, and he says the Targum is a Bereach min HaKavod. They want to say Loim Pshat in the Targum that he's referring to Kavod Nivra, and he shows that that's Adrabba, and he says Ve'odein Azeh min Bereach min HaKavod, min HaKavod Bereach. That's a very cutesy way of saying it. Okay, I'll put him. So this is the end of his Perek. So in Perek Hey, he makes this point that a person needs much preparation before learning these Inyanim of Elikus. That preparation includes Seichel Dikah building up, both in terms of skill and axioms. It also includes Midos, Taivis, etc., that a person has to get rid of. If a person does not have that, and then a person needs to tremble before he approaches these issues. And this is one of the litmus tests of is the person Roy to talk about what he's talking about. One of the things Klal Yisrael has, for good reason, always been extremely has pushed away very forcefully. People who talk about these things with arrogance, the sense is this person never stood in awe, me, I need to go into the Kodesh. That person, whatever he sees, is a jumble of Tov and Ra at best. There is no such thing as seeing these, perceiving these in Yanim, unless a person has that Shleimus and that attitude towards it. There was a very cute Maisa. Reb Ochber used to always be in awe of Reb Kivega. Reb Kivega to him was Kivega. He heard that there was an old Yid in a town somewhere who had seen Reb Kivega. So he asked somebody to bring him to this person. He must see this person. And he knocks on the door. Old man answers, "Yeah, come in." He says, "I heard that you knew Reb Kivega. Could you tell us about him?" So the guy thinks, Poznei Rav. Of course, I saw Poznei Rav. So Reb Ochber tugged at the jacket of the person he was going with and said, "We're going." When they went out, he said, he saw Poznei Rav. He didn't see Kivega. In other words, he physically may have seen Kivega, but he had no idea who Kivega is or was. So what he saw was his overcoat. He never saw the person, because if he doesn't have the awe of understanding what a Kivega is, so he was the rabbi opposing. you know, so fine, very fine old elderly gentleman. Then he didn't see it. If a person doesn't have the euro beforehand, then the person is not, is then it's not a Hashem he's seeing. He's seeing Poznarov. He's seeing not the, so the Rambam's final point is this attitude. And this is one of the this is one of the great distinctions between an academic and a Torah person. This piece over here about the two things, about needing to be free of taivas and midas ros, and having this yira of mi anochi, is because you're dealing with shalom alechem areglecha. For an academic, so what? You know, so yes, a neurologist, a neurosurgeon needs to be oimid b'yira fachad because he could destroy a person's life instantly. Fine, that makes sense. But I say this, you say that. I'll print this, you'll print that. We'll go back and forth, and you know, and it'll be merry. The sense of yira, that's the Rambam. Okay, any questions? Any points? Anything? Okay, so a good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.